Hi, I'm Amanda Pacheco.
This is Sheila.
Hello, it's Davida.
I'm Gina Lovato.
Hey, it's Alana Dunn.
I'm Caitlin Bailey.
This is Melissa Novak.
It's Sean Jacobson.
Hey, it's Bethany Nicole, and welcome to Sex Party.
And welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Sex Party with your host, Dustin Rybka.
Hello and welcome to Sex Party. I'm your host, Dustin Rybka. With me on the show this week is Brittany Cade. Brittany is one of the most in-demand trans performers in the adult industry. She's got big blonde hair, big lips, a big ass, and a cock and balls. She is a self-proclaimed bimbo plastic Barbie. We are going to chat about what it was like for her getting into the adult industry, transitioning at an early age, what it's like to be in all sorts of different gangbangs, what she's up to on OnlyFans, what she thought of the Barbie movie herself. You guys are going to love this episode. I had a really fucking awesome time with Brittany. So without further ado, please enjoy my conversation with Brittany Cade.
This week's conversation.
Brittany Cade, welcome to the show. How are you doing today? I know we talked a second ago. I just rolled out of bed and it's 1 o'clock here. You just rolled out of bed. You're in California. It's early, but how are we feeling? Are we groggy?
I just took my morning showers and I have my coffee and I washed my hair, which is like, if you're a girl, you know that's work. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling accomplished.
Yes. Accomplished early. This is amazing. Now you can take the rest of the day off after this interview. if you wish. Okay. So for the audience members who may not know who you are, right? They may have never heard the name Brittany Cade. They don't know your incredible story. They're about to have their jaws on the floor. They're excited, but they don't know who you are. Could you talk a little bit about who you are, what you do, you know?
Sure. I am a trans woman / adult actress living in LA. I've been doing it for the past like 2 years. And I feel like that's where a majority of my fan base knows me from. But I've also, you know, been a YouTuber since I was like a little teen. So, done it all.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I mean, from YouTube to you porn, right? Then there you go.
Yeah.
We may have already found the episode title. Who knows? Okay. So when you were making YouTube videos, right? When you were younger, like what kind of stuff were you doing?
I was like a beauty blogger. So I would get sent clothes from like Fashion Nova and like do a bunch of hauls and try on stuff. I told a little bit about my story because I also did transition very young. So sharing a lot of that on the internet.
Yeah. What was that like? I mean, in general, because I feel like, you know, I think this is an opportunity to like dial into people's minds that maybe have never even thought about something like that. But to like transition in a public space like that, right? Like grow into it and go through all the things on the internet, right? While you're a content creator, what did that feel like? And like, I would imagine, I don't know, just the clips that I've seen of you, that, and I'm just making an assumption, maybe it's incorrect, but that it was like a bit of an adventure for you. You seem like somebody who is like, fuck it, let's do this, you know?
No, it was definitely an adventure. I mean, I definitely wanted to like inspire other people. So, I think it's kind of cool that you can, well, it's also cool, but embarrassing that you can like see really old pictures of me and stuff if you look super hard. But I don't know. I think if there's anyone that can like be inspired from it, it's worth it, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's what everybody in some way, no matter what they're doing, so that strives for, to like do some good shit. And like, hopefully somebody, doesn't matter if you're a mechanic or a podcaster or a porn star. I feel like everybody at least wants to do a good fucking job at telling who they are and having somebody else go, you know what? That's fucking like that. I feel like that would be a great reward. I mean, have you gotten feedback from people that are like, hey, I was really inspired by your story and like how you did it? Cause you kind of do things like rock starry. I mean, that's just a word that comes to mind. You kind of just like I said, it's sort of like, this is what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I have gotten a lot of DMs from other girls being like, you know, even taking the same name as me and them telling me how inspiring I have been just makes everything so worth it. And also, you know, I've done like last year I did like runway modeling, and like right after the show, a girl came up to me and was like, oh, I'm so glad that you are here representing now like the sex worker community. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's fun to be an inspiration for both.
And do you feel like you, like, do you feel personally that you are representing the sex worker community and the trans community? Is that how you feel? Like you're a double representative?
At this point I do. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you go? We're going to kind of start in the middle and then we're going to work backwards and then bounce around. We're time traveling like we do. So how did you go from YouTube to the adult industry? Like, how did that happen for you?
Well, I had gotten offers from like directors, since before I was like even of age, because they like scouted me through my YouTube. So I always in the back of my head knew it was like a plan that, I mean, obviously I had a calling to do or where I could potentially be successful in. And I kind of looked at it as like a backup plan always, but I don't know. I had spent a year of my life like working in the food service, and that was like literal hell on earth. Yeah. So I was like, fuck that. Like, why not try? Give it a try. So, yeah, I ended up doing a couple scenes, and here we are today. And just never said.
Okay. How many years have you been officially in the adult industry?
I think I'm going on my third year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And that's people don't really realize this, but even like some of the big name porn stars, I mean, you think of like, I don't know, a Lana Rhodes or someone like that, right? And they were only in it for like 2 years or some, or a year and a half or something and whatever. So going on 3 years, that's a fucking hell of an accomplishment. And to still be like killing it like you are, do you even know how many awards you've won? I mean, I have a list in front of me, but it's quite a few.
Yeah, I think I'm at like 6 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're big awards too from everyone. Even like your first year, it looks like you won best trans newcomer. I mean, what? Okay. So you get nominated for this thing and you're in your first year. And I mean, what does the nomination even feel like? You're like, holy shit.
The nomination always is like a huge honor, really. Like, out of everyone that they could pick, they decide to recognize you and your hard work. So that always means a lot. And yeah, I mean, I guess there have been times when I just took it as like a nomination, and I didn't really think that I'd even win. So unfortunately I wasn't able to like, I didn't end up attending some of the award shows I end up winning. So it's honestly, I'm making it a thing this year to attend all the award shows. So
I mean, do you worry that like, oh, maybe like, are you superstitious?
I don't know. I just like, I didn't, I never go in expecting anything. I just like take the honor of the nomination, really. And it's every single time, every award, it's always a huge surprise.
Yeah, and it's almost like, okay, I didn't go to these and I won all these. Maybe I should just fucking keep skipping them.
Well, which, now I feel like I kind of owe them to show face at least.
Yeah, I think it's awesome when you show up. And I think there'd be so much like energy around, oh my God, there she's here, you know, or whatever. I think that'd be a cool.
And getting into cool like moment. Dress up too. So he's really fun. Mm. So yeah, for sure.
Definitely. For sure. Yeah. Okay, so you know, if you could walk myself and the wonderful audience through what it was like from like signing up, right? Like when you decided to get into the adult industry, right? And so, what did someone reach out to you? Did you just reach back to someone who had reached out to you? Like, how did that process go?
I had known of another trans adult actress, Serena Valentina, and I just asked her because she had been in the industry for quite a few years at that point, and she said, work with this director, and I sent him an email, and yeah, I also did get signed to Hussy Models, so that was like... definitely boosting for my career and useful for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you email this guy and he's like, "Okay, we're in. It's a go. Let's do your first scene, right, or whatever." Uh-huh. What's that experience like? Were you nervous to shoot your first scene? What was your first scene?
My first scene was with Rodrigo for Groovy Girls. And he's like the biggest I've ever taken, like to this day. So it was pretty intense. But I mean, it didn't scare me away or anything. I kind of felt like, I don't know, definitely dream job for sure. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean, for your first scene, right? And I think, you know, for people in the audience who have no idea, the anatomy of a trans person, the anatomy of a porn scene or whatever, I think it's important to like realize, like, you are a trans woman, you have a penis, right? I've heard all sorts of things, you know, on your other YouTube interviews when I did some research about you talking about your penis. And so, you know, you kind of have both worlds going on. Like, you can get fucked, you can fuck someone else. I mean, what does it for you? Do you like to be dominant and whatever? Do you like to like, what, I mean, explain it in your own words.
I mean, it depends on like if I'm with a guy or a girl, like with the girls, like I prefer to be the more dominant one, but if I'm with a guy, I'm definitely more submissive for sure.
Yeah. No, I feel like that, I don't know, for some reason that just like tracks with how it usually goes. I mean, how dominant like do you get with women, and like what do you have scenes with both men and women?
I do, yeah, I do scenes with both men and women, and yeah, I mean, I won a one award recently for like a double badge scene I did with another trans girl, Casey. And yeah, there's like more holes, so it's more fun in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, you know, the ability to get creative as a trans performer. You know what I mean? Like, you come up with an idea on the spot. Everyone has imaginations. You're clearly a creative person. I mean, that would be something that I think, you know, because it's not as if, you know, mainstream hetero porn or whatever the hell we're calling it, right? Like a man and a woman or multiple men and women or multiple, whatever. It's not as if like they're out of ideas or anything, because there's all sorts of like triple vag and triple anal and there's taboo scenes and like stuff like that. But like, you know, I feel like and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I do feel like the adult industry has really embraced like trans performers like yourself. And I don't know. It just feels like it's more inclusive towards that now than it was. And I think that that also lends us like air of creativity to like experiment and for people to do like, you know, insane stuff.
No, definitely. I think like the industry has definitely been more inclusive of us, and there's only been like progress. So I'm happy to be a part of it for sure. And it's about time, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, so when you were growing up, right, and when you were, did you watch porn a lot or?
I guess I did. Yeah.
You guess you did.
I guess I did. And I just manifested it as my work environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of porn were you watching?
Well, I prefer like I said, if it's a scene with a guy and a girl, I want to see like a guy be really dominant. Because I'm more submissive. So it's, I don't know, just really aggressive tops. And like, I don't know, I'm no stranger to like gay porn either.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, I feel like when I watch porn, it's like you got to have the woman, consensually, you know, like, totally just like, oh, what's happening? You know, almost like that dominant, because and obviously like a lot of the kink stuff is cool or whatever, but do you think that influenced the kind of porn that you would then go on to want to do because you watched so much of, you know, a certain kind?
I guess, I don't know, it makes me feel at least more adventurous. Like I want to do like right now, I just scheduled my first 6-on-1 gangbang. So I'm like excited to do a scene like that. I've been begging directors to do that for me. And I don't know. I just like, I like doing the more kinkier scenes. It's more fun.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you look at what, and we talk about this all the time on the show, but if you look at like exactly what is like trending or what the most popular genres, you know, of porn are in the last, like we'll say, I don't know, 10 years, it's just gotten kinkier and kinkier. And I think that's a fucking great thing, because I think porn allows you to explore. I mean, you know, not everybody out there wants to really fuck their sister, right? But but you can go watch a porn video and it's so taboo and you can sort of disconnect it and, you know, explore things like that, or, you know, gangbangs. And we always talk about like DPs and shit like that. And like, that's, people don't realize that, you know, you guys are like performers, like athletes, and people are like, well, porn isn't realistic. And I'm like, thank God. You know, I feel like it's inspiring. Like, who the fuck would want to, I mean, there is a case to be made for amateur for sure. And you know, we all love a good amateur, but when you tune into porn, you don't want what you're normally getting or what your neighbors normally do. You want like something fantastical and crazy, you know? So
yeah, something like, I don't know, to take you out of your reality for sure. mm-hmm. I think it's more sexier when it's, I don't know, naughty. I feel like there is also as big of a wave as there is for like trans porn, there's a bigger wave for studio scenes pushing realistic scenes to be filmed. And it's, I'm going to be honest, I don't think it's as that like sexy as like if it was completely fantasy based or something. But I don't know, manufactured amateur porn, it's not for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I will confess I'm one of those people who, if I'm going to watch something that's kinky, right, if I'm going to watch whatever it is, something taboo, I need a bit of that storyline in the beginning to get my brain like, oh, okay, like you know, his sister had a bad night at prom and they're drunk, or like, or whatever it is. Like, there needs to be like a way in. It can't be so, I think you're right, can't be so manufactured. They're like, wait a minute, why? How did this happen? You know, I need to know, like, how, you know, this situation. For me, probably because, you know, maybe I'm a nut, right? But also, the psychology of sex is what turns me on. Of course, like, tits and ass, great, right? But like, I need some psychology in that shit, right?
No, yeah. And as like an actress, I think it's more fun to really get into character. And yeah, every time I have that opportunity, it's like so exciting.
Yeah. No, I think that, yeah, I think that's really cool. So when you get into character, do you like allow that to give you the freedom to move around and do whatever the fuck you feel like doing? Cause you know, we always discount the acting in porn and it gets a lot of shit, but like that can be so much fun, I would imagine.
It really is. It's hard for me to describe, but sometimes I feel like, I don't know, my like alter ego comes out and she's like, all she wants is cock and cum. So, yeah. Sometimes we just blink and she just takes over.
Do we have a name for this alter ego?
Brittany Cade, for sure.
Okay. Just making sure. Yeah, because I think and that to me, right? Like what you just said, I think is so fucking brilliant, because I think just regular normal normies, right? Normal people, civilians, that aren't in the porn industry, that's what holds them back, right? I think that they want to have the sex, they want to whatever, but then they get nervous. Like if it's a one night stand, if it's a partner, I think especially if it's a partner, they get nervous.
Oh, and for sure. The point.
Yeah. So if you, I mean, in your personal life, are you able to go into that alter ego as well?
I am. Like when she needs to come out, she'll come out to play for sure.
She'll come out to feed. That's great. Yeah. Okay. And when did you know, okay, I can switch. Like when was Brittany Cade conceived? When was she invented?
I think after my second boob job, she really came to life.
Okay. Okay.
Big titties, and I just like, I felt her.
Yeah, I mean, how could big giant tits like not get you into the character? Like literally, right?
Literally, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point, right? Because according to my notes here, you are the self-described bimbo plastic Barbie. Okay. So let's explain. I mean, obviously you have a very Barbie-esque thing going on, but like in your own words, again, let's talk about you calling yourself the bimbo plastic Barbie.
Well, I do love like plastic surgery and I do love like bimboification. And I think that's also like a subculture that I'm really like heavily influenced by. And I feel like a good amount of my fans also identify with that. I guess it is a fetish for some men. So yeah, it's kind of really fun to look however I want to look. And Barbie's always been a huge inspiration. So
yeah, for sure. Well, okay, what did you think of the Barbie movie?
I watched it like twice in theaters, so I loved it.
Okay. Yeah, because people seem like lately, you know, now that it's almost a year, well, close to a year, after it's being out, we went through the Oscar stuff, like people seem to be like all of a sudden divided on it, which is weird.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there'll definitely be a second one, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let me ask you a really controversial question about the Barbie movie. Do you feel like there was too much Ryan Gosling?
The song was definitely, I mean, that should have been cut if you ask me. And he performed it too at the Oscars. I'm like, what the fuck?
So we're not a fan of the Ken song.
The I Am Ken, no. Oh my God.
Yeah, now we just inadvertently put it in everyone's head, like, I'm just Ken, right? So yeah, because I saw it with my girlfriend and you know, we did the Oppenheimer the first night, and then we went and saw Barbie, right, for the Barbenheimer experience. And in my head, I'm watching this, and I'm like, you know, the theater's full of women who look like you, like pink, blonde hair, you know. I was like taking pictures for all the groups of strangers that were dressed like Barbie in the Barbie box, right? And, you know, as a male, I was like watching it, and I'm like, there's a lot of Ken in here. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole subplot about Ken.
Yeah.
Okay. So that bothered you?
Just the song. I thought they could have cut, like, it was so long and it just kept going. But yeah, I mean, he does look hot, like, when he's shirtless. So I think that's why they added him. So,
yeah, I mean, it's Ryan Gosling. You know, how you can't lose with Ryan Gosling. And you know, we got to give him his flowers. Like, the song is fucking catchy as shit, right?
It's like Baby Shark. It's that type of catchy.
I wonder if we're going to get hate for this, or who cares? Fuck him. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the controversy of Barbie. What did you think of Margot Robbie as Barbie? Were you like, oh my god, perfect casting, or like, they could have done better?
I do think they could have done better, but I mean, she is gorgeous, but I would have loved to see like a bimbo Barbie, like sold out ass, like 3 BBLs, fucking jugs, and like, that's my Barbie.
Okay, so how do we need to start a campaign to get you into the next Barbie movie? Maybe not as the main character, because I'm sure they'll want Margot Robbie back. But I mean, should we start? Like, should this episode be the start of a campaign? Like, guys, like, you know, let's start emailing. Let's get Brittany Cade into the next Barbie movie.
It's funny because, like, once the Barbie movie, like, came out, I was filming, I think, at least 3 parody Barbie movies for porn. So that was so fun.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine they would be reaching out to you as soon as they got wind they were making a Barbie movie for the. It seemed like they timed it right.
I'm not gonna lie, I would have been so offended if they didn't.
Like, yeah, yeah. Well, as you should be. I mean, yeah. I mean, who else would they call? I mean, come on. And you know, the Barbie like fetish stuff. I mean, yeah, of course. Like, that's been going on forever, like since fucking Marilyn Monroe, I think, right? And so, you know, up through, I mean, think about it, like Pamela Anderson, like, all, I mean, it's all like a Barbie, you know.
I feel like Barbie it's world. Everlasting. Like, I don't know. To me, like, it's true. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And like, I just find like that bimbo look is so, it's always what I wanted. So.
For sure. Okay, let's get in the time machine and shut the door and go back. And again, like, I only want you to answer what you're comfortable with. We talked a little bit earlier before we started recording about, well, what's what? You said you're open book, right? Mm-hmm. So when you, I really, because I think people will be fascinated. I was fascinated by this. So growing up as a boy, I mean, what does it feel like to be like, shit, I think I was born in the wrong fucking body. Like, what does that feel like? And obviously take as long as you want, because again, it's fascinating. But like, to grow up like that and deal with that, what was that experience like?
I think growing up as trans was very like, obviously satisfying, be able to make that transition, but it was definitely not easy. I was like bullied relentlessly. I dropped out of school in the 7th grade because of it. Like, and yeah, it was around then I was like 13, and that's when, you know, I wasn't in school anymore. So I was like, okay, at least I can transition in peace. So, yeah, I was just a little baby, getting my hormone blockers.
Yeah. And I mean, it seems like, you know, and then you go through that and you get closer and closer to like, being able to make like larger decisions about what you want to do with your, you know, your fucking sex life, your body. When did you start to have like the plastic surgeries and stuff? And were you like nervous? Were you fucking excited or what?
I was so excited. My first surgery was my first plastic surgery was a boob job, and I was with this one guy and he paid for it. I was 18, I think. So, yeah, I thought I was going to have some huge ass big titties. They were like half the size of like my tits now. but you know, they got the job done and they checked him out so that they could go bigger one day. But yeah, I low-key got addicted, I think, because it's so satisfying to just wake up and feel sexier.
Yeah. I mean, did that make you feel more like in your own body, like in your own self? Like, did it make you feel like yourself more?
Oh, 100%. Like, I finally feel like I've like manifested the body I've always wanted. Like from having my tits done to my ass done, like it's honestly so satisfying to be able to be in love with your own body, like, and not be hating living in it for once.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, we'll giggle our way through this one, but like, I think that's the one thing that, you know, you see is like some hater or some like closed-minded person, you know, saying, like whatever. It's like, hey man, hey dude, because it's always a dude. Hey guy, what if you were like born into a body and you just didn't feel like it was yours? Like, I feel like they never get asked those questions. And if they actually could shut the fuck up for a second and like put down the stupid sign that they're using, right? And like think about it, like, what a confusing, possibly horrifically horrible feeling, right? Yeah. And so I just feel like if people would just take a second and think that way, you know, because like everybody has something to fucking say about it. And you sort of have this like graceful, like I said, rock star, like fun, like plastic, like, you know, it's a Barbie world, bitch, like kind of vibe. And I just think that is totally different, right? You so offset a lot of this garbage stuff that's out there. And I think it's just really cool to see you kind of like, really kind of fucking living it and getting what you want out of it. And obviously like you're on this success ladder that's incredible. And I feel like it's only going to fucking grow. So when you feel like, I know it's a lot, but like when you feel like you're in your own body and finally, and you're molding and creating all the things you need, and then you feel embraced with all these awards, that has to feel like you're walking on air or something.
It is definitely like very satisfying being able to have my hard work recognized. But I also know how it feels to like not have it recognized also. So, and it's honestly that way for a majority of the industry performers. And, you know, I think it's awesome, but it's not everything, like winning, but,
sure.
It's definitely satisfying and it makes me feel more encouraged to, be a better and better performer.
Yeah. And what do you think, like, what do you think could be done better for trans performers in any industry, but in the adult industry?
I think we should be given like the same amount of scenes or the same type of scenes that a lot of the cis performers are doing. Like I said, the 6-on-1 gangbang, that's pretty not like commonly seen, honestly. Like there's not a lot of trans gangbangs unless it's all trans on one girl. So I don't know. I think that and maybe being more platformed on bigger and more mainstream porn sites would help too.
Yeah, for sure.
Progress for sure.
Yeah, it's. I mean, again, it's always in the top 10, you know, on Pornhub or wherever. Like, it's popular, even if people don't want to admit they're watching it or whatever the fuck, right? It's like it's a really popular place and for content and shit. What is your OnlyFans like? Because I think that's got to be a wild experience.
My OnlyFans is my main source of income. Like I'm
okay.
Always on there. I have a really good relationship with my fans. And yeah, I love being able to make content for my OnlyFans. It's honestly what I'm doing 90% of my time.
Yeah. And it's a full-time job. You know, we know from running the show, like how, you know, the possibilities are great and endless, but it's a fucking full-time job. What kind of content can people expect on your OnlyFans?
On my OnlyFans, people can expect a lot of me, a lot of solo content, but I have tons of other trans orgies. I have tons of girl-girl, guy-girl, all different types of scenes. But yeah, you can also like personally talk to me, which is, you can't really do that anywhere else.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely the incentive.
and it's really you they're talking to. It's not some fucking AI bot, right?
No, no AI bots.
Okay. Well, you know, you hear the fucking stories like that it's an AI bot or it's a fucking some intern or someone being paid or whatever. So, you know, we have to ask those questions. Okay. What is the most popular piece of content on your OnlyFans?
My most popular piece of content on my OnlyFans would probably be, my scene I did with, I think it was 12 other trans performers in the industry. So it was all directed by Ariel Demure. Jade Venus was in it, Tori Easton, Emma Rose, Leilani, Izzy Wild. Like we were all there, T.S. Foxy. And I think it just came out really beautiful. So okay. The fans went wild over that one.
I bet. So it's you and 12 other trans performers or 12 total?
I think there's 12. or there was a lot of us. We were all there.
Yeah. So this is like an orgy or something, right?
Yeah, the trans orgy.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what are the upsides to a trans orgy? And like, what's difficult? Right. I mean, because that seems like a lot of, I mean, 12 people trying to put together a ladder or something. I don't know why I came up with that, but like 12 people doing anything is difficult. And I feel like you would need a good director, right?
Well, I don't know. I think, obviously, like Ariel is a good director. And I think that's in part like why it turned out good. But also, I think just orgies, there's so much to do. Like, you could literally do anything. Like,
that's a good point.
So much a dick and ass and mouth to go around. Like, it's pretty easy.
So were you dominant in that one, submissive, or did you switch back and forth?
I think I switched. Yeah. I had fucked Jade and then Leilani fucked me and someone else fucked me also. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, as there should be. What's the most requested thing you get on OnlyFans?
the most requested thing I get on OnlyFans would probably be like custom videos or dick ratings, or video chats. And yeah, those just keep me busy. Like, I love doing them. It's so satisfying.
Is there a certain kind of custom that you get asked for all the time?
A certain type, I guess. Me, like, coming and moaning their name.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Of course that would be the fucking, doesn't get more personal than that, y'all. Well, that's awesome. And then, so if you're that active on OnlyFans, then, and also, I mean, clearly in the mainstream, I mean, your schedule is insane. So how much mainstream are you mixing in with the OnlyFans, and do you think they feed each other like back and forth that, you know, cause I think that's really cool. OnlyFans and mainstream. I mean, way to rock it out.
Thank you. I think they definitely go hand in hand. Like, the more exposure you get, I think the more people you will reach and the more likely they're going to subscribe to your OnlyFans. So It's definitely helpful. I do a scene almost every week, it feels like. So, yeah, on my days off are definitely when I'm grinding for the OnlyFans, but, at least with studio scenes, it's, you're only on set for a few hours. And, if I wanted to, I could be doing like custom pictures or something while I'm waiting for my scene to start.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Multitasking.
Right.
Make that money, multitask it. That's great. Okay, and so this scene you have coming up, the 6-on-1 gangbang. Uh-huh. So it's you. So you're getting gangbanged by 6 dudes.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you're excited.
It's gonna be okay.
Yeah. When are you shooting that?
I'm supposed to shoot that one on the 23rd. So
okay,
should be out. Yeah. Probably a few months after that.
Nice. Is there a theme to this, or is it just like Barbie girl gets lost in the factory? I mean, what?
I'm a stripper at like a bachelor party. So
okay. We see where this is going. Have you ever stripped in real life?
Yes. I also did like go-go dancing in Orange County before I did porn. So.
Did you have like a following doing that?
A little bit, but I don't know. It wasn't in like a normal straight like girl cis club. It was at like a gay bar. So obviously I'm not going to get, I don't know. The whole vibe was off. I wish like more strip clubs would have trans night. I think they'd make a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, at this point you could just open your own maybe and like have somebody run it and you could just come in and do
that'd
a wild show fucking
yeah.
Once a week. Yeah, for sure. Being that you are popular, being that you look like a Barbie in real life, one, I gotta ask, are you driving a fucking hot pink car?
I wish, but it is a Mercedes convertible, so I'm happy with it.
Okay. Well, maybe we should get it fucking candy painted or something. I mean, honestly. I just feel like you need, yeah. Okay. And again, you don't have to answer who, right? But do you have celebrities in the DM?
Oh my God. I mean, I don't kiss and tell, so I don't know. I think it's like tacky to reveal who it is, but I mean, they are DMing people, so they're just like us. I mean,
very true.
If they see something they like, they're gonna DM it.
Right. So. They're going to DM it. Okay, so you don't have to say who it is, obviously, because I wouldn't do that to you. But if you give like a hint or something, whatever, to like maybe, it doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh, I know. I would literally like, I don't know. I don't like, I feel like the majority of like really rich guys that I've hung out with, like, you don't know who they are. Like, you don't know their name because they're not like famous. They work like behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I get more sketched out with like the famous people because then it's like, okay, like they could really like have me fucking hit. Like, I don't know. Like, I just get more sketched out with them. Like,
what do you mean hit? Like, well, they would put a hit on you?
If I sign an NDA and I talk about it, like.
Oh, yeah. See, no. I'm not even fucking whatever. Yeah. Are there any rappers in there?
I can't tell you.
I love this. I love this. Any politicians?
And no, I wish. I think that needs to change.
Yeah. Maybe you could fucking influence. I mean, you know, maybe you should run for office in a couple of years. What the hell? You know? I mean, you have the Barbie thing going for you. Why the fuck not push that forward? Okay. So that part of the conversation, I will not push. You know, I just had to like, as an interviewer, I got to like, you know, razz you about it a little bit and like get your little giggles and shit on camera. Cause people will be like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe, you know, so we have to tease that a little bit.
Is it going to be in the thumbnail? Like me with a bunch of rappers?
No, what the fuck? But you know, what's funny is I did see that thumbnail.
Did you see that? That's so embarrassing.
Did you tell them to take that down or what?
And no, I'm hoping he gets sued or something. I just hope that who's in the thumbnail never sees that.
Yeah, he is currently very scary.
And unhinged.
Yeah. He who shall not be named. Guys, you can figure it out on your own. Go Google it. I used to be such a big fan and I'm just not anymore because of that fucking ugliness that he talks about. And so I can't do it.
I don't know, like.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yes, because now I see your point about the unhinged hit shit, right? So yeah.
Literally, like, I'm scared.
Okay, we're going to stop talking about it. We're done with that part of the conversation. Okay. Even now, but like also like, you know, at any point in your life, like who were your inspirations besides Barbie? Like, they don't have to be in the industry. They can be, but like who inspired you celebrity wise? Like, are you a Madonna girly? Was it Paris Hilton? Was it both? I mean, and then on the porn side, maybe too.
For porn, it was definitely like Aubrey Tate was a huge inspo. Jenna Jameson. But also, like, I pull inspiration from, like, Pamela Anderson and, like, Paris Hilton, Anna Nicole, the big titty bimbos, for sure.
Yeah, all the greats.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they've been a huge inspiration to my transition. And, like, obviously I have them on my wall right now, so.
Oh, really?
There's Paris.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See, I couldn't see that because my screen is very small right now. I wouldn't have seen that until this thing hits the editing bay. But I mean, come on. Like, those are the greats, right? The great blondes. You have to have Pamela, Paris. I mean, those are the ones.
Their sex tapes were so good, too. So
okay, so let's have this discussion. Whose sex tape do you like better?
I think like porn wise, like Pamela's was more porny. Like,
yeah.
But
and remember, yeah. Well, and then Paris they like shot it in like fucking night vision.
No, yeah, it looked more real because it was night vision. But she was also at one point like. Telling him to go away and like turn off the camera. So that was just like, I don't know, weird vibe.
Right. Well, and she's okay. So this person's not a blonde, but what did you think of Kim Kardashian's sex tape?
I thought it was hot. Like she definitely gave like porn star. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
She could have had like a porn career.
Totally. Yeah. I feel like she let us down on the ending, but you know, because she's like, come on my face, and then you don't see that. I feel like her mom was like, okay, let's at least take that out. You know, like,
yeah, well, Chris was like, we'll save that one for the next leak.
Very good point too. Yeah, if they ever need it, it's fucking there, right? And okay, so in addition to, like, obviously are these wonderful notes sent to me by our mutual friend, Erica, who's a genius, and we love Erica. So shout out to Erica. So you are constantly going out and like dancing in your off time. When do you have off time?
It's really rare, but yeah. I do like to dance. I've danced for like musicians like Chase Icon, Aisha Radhika, that kid, for like their concerts and stuff. So, and also with my history with like go-go dancing, it's something I want to do more of, to be honest. But yeah, I don't think there's like as big of a dance, or at least not the dancing I like strip and kind of sensual. Mm-hmm. Out here in LA, so I'd probably have to go to like San Francisco or something.
That's so weird. I see. This is another reason why you just need to open your own club.
No, literally.
Like maybe get with a couple other, you know, artists and performers that you really dig, and just like open a fucking club just for that shit. You know what I mean? So you guys can have a fucking like, because if that stuff's not being represented in LA, that's weird. It's like, what? It's LA. Yeah.
I know,
for sure.
And like, I think there might be one tranny bar, but it's so, I don't know, sketchy.
Okay, I think it's like funny that you use the word tranny, right? Because everyone tries to avoid that, and you are trans, and you just go right to it. I saw that in another interview. I'm like, okay, holy shit!
It's my favorite word. Like, I remember it was my second time filming a scene, and they were like, you can't see that word. I didn't even know it was like derogatory or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't say that word and wouldn't, and but you can. That's fucking hilarious that it's your favorite word. Holy shit.
I love it.
Okay. So like, thinking back to everything you've done in the last couple of years, what would you say normally I would say, what's your craziest scene? And that's fine. But you know, let's take the word crazy out, or we can leave it up to you. But what do you think the most intense, like wildest scene that you've done has been? And what was it like? What was going on in that scene?
The most intense, wildest scene that I've done, probably the recent orgy that I shot. I think it was for Gender X, and it was, I want to say 12 people, but we got 2 hours worth of sex, like filming. Like, it was intense. Like, we had to like stop for breaks and like get water and stuff, but like, it was intense. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, it sounds pretty wild. 2 hours.
2 hours. We were all like dead and covered in jizz.
Okay, so is that how most of your, well, I guess most of your dom, the scenes where you're submissive, end with your face covered in jizz, your body. I mean, are people like coming inside you? Like, what's your both probably?
I wish I got came inside of more. Like,
really?
Yeah. Okay. It's mostly like my face or my tits, in my mouth, which is always fun. Like, but yeah, I love it. Like, inside me, like, I want to get pregnant.
Okay. And so when, okay. And then how do the scenes normally end when you're the dom? you're coming on their face or you're coming inside them or like what?
Honestly, lately it's been me coming inside them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because I just feel like that's an important question when we're talking about, you know, porn is such a, it's ever evolving. Yes. But there's these constants and it's always, where's the money shot going to go? Right. And so,
yeah.
it also says here that you're a musician. What kind of music are we making?
It's like,
are you rapping?
I have been rapping.
Really?
Yeah. But recently it's just been like hyper pop. And yeah, I got to perform at like the Trans Erotica Awards last year and it was really fun.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll be something I return to, but I'm just taking a break for now.
Yeah. I mean, you do have a lot. You are juggling a lot. You've got everywhere. You've got awards everywhere. You've got an OnlyFans career, a mainstream career. So here towards the end of the episode, I'm wondering if one, besides the 6-man gangbang, which you're excited about, maybe you can get those guys to come inside you.
That would be hot, but I don't know. I'll probably like have a portion of them come inside me.
And yeah, you're right.
On my face and then a certain number like on my tits.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, you have to, very good. That's a very good rationalization because it is a gangbang. People do want to see the cum on the face. But yeah, maybe you can get one or two to fucking let it fly inside you. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they just come more than once. I mean, you know, guys are capable of that. Yeah. besides that scene, what else do you have coming up?
Aside from that scene, I have another scene with Gender X. I have like 3 scenes out here in LA for him. But I also have a scene next month with Aubrey Tate, and it's like a huge orgy with Angelica Good, Mia Isabella, a lot of other trans porn stars. So it's going to be really hot. And yeah, they can all tune into that at BrittanyK.com.
Okay. And now what sort of things, let's pretend like every porn director, producer, agent, whatever, is watching this, right? And you have the mic, you can say whatever you want, but what kind of scenes do you want to do really bad coming up?
Ooh, what type of scenes do I want to do really bad? I'd love to do more role-playing. I think like anime-inspired porn is like really big. I did one Ahiago, I think is how you say it, scene. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's one of my biggest, like my fans are obsessing over it. So I think there definitely needs to be more of that. And I'd love to do, I don't know, everything. Sign me up. Hit up Riley at Hussy Models.
Okay. Can you do the Ahiago face right now?
I can. Are you ready?
I'm ready. We're ready. Okay. And I encourage everybody who's listening to this, that didn't see that on YouTube, finish your listen and then go watch that on YouTube. I have to remind them they like to like dip off and then it's fine. But like, you want to finish this interview. Okay.
You're going to want to.
They're going to go over to YouTube and like pause that and screenshot it. Okay. I mean, that's a talent. Come on. It's fucking really, some people can't do it. You know, some people can't make that.
I felt so silly doing it at first. Like, I remember thinking, what the fuck are you having me do? And yeah, it's like huge. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you did that face and then that's when they come on your face as you're making that face.
No, you do that face while you're like having your dick suck or getting fucked.
Oh, okay. So they're sucking your dick and you're making that face, or they're fucking you or whatever. So wait, do they don't use that for the cum shot then at the end?
I think they do.
Okay.
But it's kind of like, it's leaning more towards like gooner vibe.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you're doing it throughout, but that's important. An Ahiago scene is an Ahiago scene. That's great. Okay. Final question. Again, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you, right? But like, say there is someone growing up who's trans, say there's someone who is, trans and, you know, they're getting bullied, right? Maybe they want to get in the adult industry. Talk to all of them. Like, what advice would you give to somebody who is going through now or has gone through what you've gone through? Like, what is the best piece of advice you could give them?
My best piece of advice would be to not internalize like other people or what they may think and, you know, the circumstances you're going through. I think in this world, there has to be more people with like really tough skin. And you know, you're going to continue to go through like hard times. Like that's life. But, at the same time, you know, live your truth. And if you want to go into sex work, if you want to transition, like, you know, you have to put yourself first and you have to take care of yourself first. At the end of the day, like that's pretty much all you have. So definitely prioritize yourself. And if you want to go into that sex work, go into, you know, work in a dress or something, like you have to live for you. So yeah, that's my advice.
Okay. Brittany Cade, you're a fucking innovator. I think that you're going to fucking do all kinds of amazing shit coming, you know, in the future. Aww. You're already doing amazing shit. Congratulations on all your awards. Congratulations on the Ahiago phase. Congratulations on it all. Where can these party going, Barbie loving, people, where can they find you on socials? Where can they find you on OnlyFans? Where can they give you tons of money?
For my Instagram, you can follow me at Brittany Cade XO. For Twitter, be Doll Brittany. And you can find my OnlyFans at BrittanyCade.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show and just like being yourself and being truthful. We love it. I'd love to have you back. So once we disconnect here, I'll talk to you about coming back. But thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me and having a fucking awesome, honest interview.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Dustin. This was great.
Of course. Yeah. We'll talk soon. Big thank you to my guest, Brittany Cade, for being with me this week on the show. Make sure you guys go show her some love, check out her content, drop her some cash, have some fun. If you guys are loving guests like Brittany, if you want to see more guests like Brittany, if you want to see Brittany again, she will be back. We will be collabing again. If you want to show some love to Sex Party, if you are listening on platforms like Apple and Spotify, how do you show that love? Well, you could leave a rating, you could leave a review. I appreciate that. But the one thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you are subscribed so you never miss a new episode every single Wednesday until the end of time. So you want to make sure you subscribe, especially since Apple is unsubscribing people. So if you think you're subscribed, go to the show up in the right-hand corner. There'll be like a pause button or a arrow or whatever. Just make sure that it is a check mark. Press it until it's a check mark. If you are watching on YouTube, what did you think of the Barbie movie? Was there too much Ken? Let me know in the comments, okay? The song is catchy. The Ken song is catchy. If you're watching on YouTube, I love you. I see you. I appreciate you. Again, you could leave a comment. You could like the video. I appreciate that so much. But if you want to really, really, really show some effort, some love, some expression of how much Sex Party means to you, you can subscribe to the show because it's good for you too, right? You get a new episode every Wednesday. I get you as a valued subscriber. So please make sure you're subscribed to the show on YouTube. As always, I'm available in the DMs on Instagram, and I will see you all right back here next week.
Thanks for listening. The party continues next week. Click subscribe and let's make this a regular thing. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter @SexPartyFM. Follow Dustin @DustinRibka.